David, you've been through this before. What's the mindset coming in here this week for you from a guy that has seen this before?
Yeah, I think come in and every time you come here, you just got to work as hard as you can. I don't think many guys have been skating too much, so you just come and develop your skills. And, you know, we're working on little things out there, so you try and get better at that and help the younger guys out.
What's the importance of the off-ice standpoint from hockey to life that you learn this week as well?
Yeah, for sure. I know tonight we have a little cooking class we do, and I think just taking care of your body off the ice, I think, you know, when you come here, you realize how tough it is to be a pro hockey player and how tough it is on your body. So you really got to take care of it, and I think this week really helps with that.
Describe your season, Logan. Obviously, last year at camp, you're coming off a Memorial Cup championship, and you get to play for your hometown team and had a really good year. How would you describe how it went for you?
Yeah, it was a good year. I had a lot of fun playing in Kitchener in front of, you know, some hometown friends and family, and in the building that I grew up, you know, kind of watching hockey and going to the games on Fridays. So, you know, it was too bad how it ended in the conference final, but we had a really good run.
What areas did you see the growth in terms of your own game? Obviously, your point total has been up, but in terms of your own overall game?
Yeah, I think just as I get older, I keep, you know, developing my skating, and that's helping me a lot for sure.
What's going to be the focus for you as you, I mean, train this summer and then heading into camps this fall?
Yeah, I just got to come back in really good shape and be in prime condition when camp rolls around, and then you got to beat someone out of a job. So, you know, that's a tough part about it because, you know, all those guys are really nice guys and they're your buddies. But, yeah, you got to try and take someone's job.
So has the mindset changed then this year than what we saw maybe going into camp last year?
I think, you know, last year you still try and come in and make the team. But there's definitely a different mindset knowing that maybe there's more of a chance or, you know, you could be with the Moose or the Jets. So. You just got to come in and do the best you can.
What were some of the benefits you would have seen from, getting to any games, but to joining the Moose late last year and being around them for a little bit?
Yeah, it was awesome to see, you know, how intense their playoff series was and how much fun they were having doing it. So, you know, it was good to travel with the team. It's, you know, unfortunate they didn't, you know, get past that round because they had a great team this year. And you know, it would have been nice to get into some games once I got healthy. So, that was a great experience.
Logan, how closely were you watching the draft on Saturday and a little excitement to see one of your teammates join the organization?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, I kind of missed a good chunk of it. I was playing in a charity ball hockey game, so I checked my phone after and saw that he got picked and, you know, sent him a text. He's a great kid, and we actually played together as D partners for a bunch of the year, so... sent him a nice text, and he's pretty excited.
What can you tell us about him? What kind of player are the Jets getting in him?
Yeah, I think he's real good young defenseman, and he's a good skater with you know, good brain, like good hockey brain, and he can think the game, and you know, his skills are really good, I think. So, you know, he's you know, in a perfect organization for him, and he's going to develop really well.